Come on. Let's go to God's Word. It's about all 25 after. We got us about maybe 25, 30 minutes. Let's just see what we can do with Thomas Jefferson. Are y'all ready or not? Is this stuff getting on your nerves? Learning about your country and your founding and that we're a Christian nation. I heard this week somebody talking about all our founders were deists. They were all deists. It's funny. They just say stuff because we're stupid people. We won't look nothing up. We just listen to them like they're telling the truth. They're lying through their teeth. You hear me or not? Say, come on, for crying out loud. People won't get up and drive across town in a fancy car to church. These guys got on a horseback. Many of them went 25 miles to get to a church. It wasn't churches like today where they're liberal, not preaching the word. No. There were different denominations, but all of them preached the word. There was no other word to preach. Got it? Yes or no? Hadn't been corrupted yet. And so, good stuff. I got one ready for you. Here we go. Thank God we live in America. 250 years. One more time. Let's go, baby. Come on. Let's go. Praise the Lord. Let's go with it. See what we can find this morning. Well, we've looked at two presidents in this little series. We've looked at more than that. But personal writings of George Washington and John Adams. It's called history. It's called history books. It's called preservation of some documents. And we can find them and we can look at them and we can read them. And they spoke freely of God. They spoke of His providence, that He was behind all of what was happening in America. And they spoke about His establishment of this great nation. And that's what I'm trying to do from my angle. Y'all with me or not? Say. You might say, why aren't you preaching like you normally preach? I'm taking a little break. But this is normal preaching. We ought to stand up for our country. We ought to preach the word. We ought to talk about where we came from. The Bible talks about don't remove old landmarks. We ought to remember who we are and where we came from. That's the word of God, for crying out loud. But let's go now with another president, trip down memory lane. And this is one that really a lot of people, they love to quote Thomas Jefferson, especially a lot of liberal-leaning thinking people trying to screw up our country, because he made a statement in a letter that there's a separation between church and state, and they act like it's in the Constitution. It was a letter, for crying out loud. Got it? Yes or no? But even what he said there was absolutely correct. And if I have a chance, I'll look at it. We might not get to that today. But all the way back to our third president, there he is. What a good-looking fellow, huh? Thomas Jefferson. Forget about it. Thomas Jefferson, the man today. Title of my message, said out loud. What is it? Freedom to what? Come on now, gang, one more time. Freedom to trust God. We take it for granted that you've got freedom in this country to trust God. And that's a little bit of the background I've been sort of looking at on Thomas Jefferson. Freedom to trust God, just his perspective. Now, Thomas Jefferson could give you perspective on a whole lot of subjects today. But I just want to see, his belief in God. I want to see his belief in how he relied upon God, and the founders relied upon God for the founding of this nation, since we weren't there. We act like we were there. You weren't there, okay? Let's go back to people who were there. Let's check it out. Here we go. Thomas Jefferson, 1743 to 1826. So 200 years ago, on the 4th of July, he died. Exactly on the 4th of July. Now, his father died when he was 14. He attended William and Mary College. By the way, most all colleges, most every college that we can find, were colleges that were established to train ministers to preach the gospel. Y'all hear me or not? Say. I want you to check it out. Take some time and go study Harvard University, our first university in this country, founded to train preachers. It's ridiculous. And now they're totally anti-Bible and anti-preaching the Word of God. You wonder, has America changed? Has America changed? Just go to Harvard. It's crazy. But he attended William and Mary. He began studying law at age what? 19. He inherited his father's considerable land estate, but he couldn't get it till he was how old? 21. Okay? He married Martha Wade Skelton in 1772. You might say, I don't need to know all this. Just be quiet. He was elected to the Continental Congress in 1775. Very important. Say this out loud. He what? Drafted the what? Declaration of Independence in what? So we celebrate 250 years. Don't you think we ought to find out what he thought since he wrote the thing? Say, did he have some help? He had some guidance. He would say, my guidance came from Almighty God. He would tell you, as I was writing this, I felt like my hands were being directed by God himself. He was helping me. Isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want to hear? But now we can look back 250 years later and we can go, wow, we live in the greatest nation that's ever existed on the planet. And how could we not say that God was in this? Can we thank him again? Let's do it one more time. How could we not say this? Look at us. Watch your mouth complaining about our country. You hear me or not? Say. I'm not saying you can't disagree with things, but guys, we're children of God. At least we're called to be children of God, children of light. We need to speak, you know, speak with some gratitude and some gratefulness and thankfulness for this great country we live in. Amen or oh me. Keep looking. He drafted the Virginia Statute for what? He wrote the thing. For what? Religious freedom. And whether you like it or not, there weren't Muslims, there weren't Buddhists. I know that sounds terrible. I'm not slamming other people. Can't we just tell the truth, though, say? Religious freedom was basically with other denominations. With other denominations. Believers in Christ, but other denominations. It wasn't a lot of different other gospels being preached. It was different denominations with different sects. S-E-C-T-S. Sects. And they would fuss with one another, just like churches do today. Yes or no, amen. And so they should have religious freedom, but not to get away from the gospel, to believe some different things. It is open to some opinions on some things. Not a problem. He drafted that for Virginia. He was the governor of Virginia from 1779 to 1781. Billy, Miss Billy, you back there? You like that line right there, don't you? She's a Virginia lady right there. Amen. Amen. Served as minister to France from 1784 to 1789. That was a big deal since they were a world power. Okay? How about this one? Say this out loud. Jefferson, say it with me. He served as the what? Secretary of State under who? George Washington from 1791 to 1791. So he was Marco Rubio. That's who he was right there. Crazy. He served as what? Under who? John Adams from 1797 to 1800. I mean, is this a guy that was right there the whole time? In the Continental Congress. Drafted the Declaration of Independence. All kinds of, you know, government offices he held. He was right there with the movers and shakers of everything that happened. And listen, he ran for president and lost by how many delegates to John Adams? Three. I think it was three. Okay? Check that out sometime. All right? He served as president of the United States for 8 years. From when? Say it with me. From when? Do you think he's an authority on the subject, yes or no? Can we listen to him today? Turn off the television. Let's listen to him. What did he have to say? We're going to find out. He founded the University of Virginia at the age of 76. I'm sure he's thrilled about that now. Say this with me. Same day John Adams died. Say it with me. He died when? July 4th. What year? On the what? And here we are celebrating our 250th. So he died how many years ago? 200. Pretty incredible, huh? Let's check him out. I'm excited. What a life this man had. But I'd like to dig a little bit. He was raised as an Episcopalian. Now, Episcopalian is not a false religion. It's a Christian religion. But back in the day, they taught Christ. They preached the gospel. So many Episcopalians today don't. And I know that sounds terrible. Clark, you're just being ugly. Go look at it. It's pitiful. And what you can think, the gospel they're preaching today, or the other gospel, whatever they call it, it doesn't line up with what he was being heard, and so being taught, and what he did. And so sometimes you can think, oh, he was crazy. He didn't believe the Bible. No, that's not true. We've changed. We've forsaken our way. We've gone the wrong way. Yes or no, amen. Come on. But he was an Episcopalian. When in Philadelphia, he attended Christ Church. So much for a guy that they says wasn't a Christian. This guy, they pick on him. He was a deist. He didn't really believe in God. It's all a lie. When in Williamsburg, he attended, say it with me, Bruton what? Parish Church, Episcopalian Church. Who also went to that church? That'd be some church to go to, wouldn't it? Yes or no? Come on, Jefferson's over there, Washington over there. That's crazy. I love stuff like this. In his private library, he had a 4-volume set of the what? The Bible. How many grew up in a home like I did? You had a family Bible, but it was never opened. You saw the thing, but nobody ever looked at it. Let me see somebody. Anybody like that with me? Am I the only heathen? Ours laid on the coffee table. Where'd yours lay? Did anybody have it on the coffee table? I mean, here we are. I grew up in a hellhole type of home. You know, mama ran around, daddy ran around mama. Mama was an alcoholic. Buried the Bible. We're screwed up. Yes or no, amen. And if we ever did look at it, we just wanted to look at the pictures. Because it's one of them big fat ones that had pictures in them. Here's the point. It was never read. It was never read. The Bible is in my home. We never read it. So we kept living like crazy people. And the truth was right there and it could have set us free. Yes or no, amen. But the Bible says, how are they going to hear without a preacher? How are they going to understand without somebody to help them? And the Clark family was one of those families. We didn't hear about Christ until a man named Billy Graham came on the TV one night talking to my drunk mama. And even though she was drunk, the gospel has power and it broke through. Amen? But it was never read. But his private library, this 4-volume book of the Bible, it held a very prominent what in his library? Yeah. Now, this was a learned, studied man. And it held a very prominent spot. A spot that he could get to it. Say that out loud. A spot that he could what? He could get to it. When they looked at this 4-volume set. Back it up. I'm sorry. I must have missed something. Say it with me. It was well what? It was well what? Does anybody have a Bible that you would say, Pastor, my Bible's sort of well worn? Let me see some hands. See there? See there? Did it get well-worn by laying out in the rain, or did it get well-worn by picking it up? Turning the pages. And they stick, don't they? There's so many pages in those Bibles that they stick. Yeah, and you write in them and stuff like that. That's wonderful. So this is what he believed. This is what he studied. Did Jefferson trust in God? Did you trust in God, Mr. President? Well, listen to what he wrote in notes to the state of Virginia, to the whole state. Here we go. Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis? A conviction in the minds of the people, say it with me, that these liberties are the what? Did he believe in God? He's writing to Virginia for crying out loud. He's saying your liberties came from God. You say that today to some people, they say you're a nut, you're a kook, you're a quack. No, you're a nut, you're a kook, you're a quack. How about that? Come on, man. That they are not to be violated. God's precepts. But with his what? Indeed, I tremble for my country. When I reflect, say it with me, that God is just. Keep going. And that his what? Justice cannot sleep forever. How many think we have a very patient and long-suffering God? How many have personally experienced his long-suffering? And his patience. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, as a governor of Virginia, he decreed this. Did he trust in God? He made a day of public and solemn what? And prayer to who? I mean, who does that? You don't believe in God. You have to make a day of solemn prayer and thanksgiving to somebody I don't believe in. No. It's ridiculous. Did he trust in God? Jefferson. In 1805, he offered a national prayer. You can understand somebody sometimes by their prayer. Let's see what he prayed. Starts off with two words. Say them with me. Is that a good start to a prayer? Oh, yeah. Who has given us this good land for our what? Beseech thee that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of your favor and glad to do your what? Does favor and will and Almighty God, does that sound biblical, yes or no? Absolutely. How about that first word? What's that word? Is that a good Bible word, yes or no? Bless our land. And look at this. Honorable what? Ministry. Sound learning. Pure manners. Save us from violence, discord, confusion. From what? And what? And from every evil way. Does the Bible condemn pride and arrogance? And it's always top of the list, isn't it? What I'm saying, here's a man who when he prays, or even writing a prayer, it lines up with the Bible. Did he trust in God? Of course he did. Defend our liberties. Fashion into one united people, the multitude brought hither out of many kindred and tongues. Endow with your what? Spirit of wisdom. Does the Bible say we're to pray for wisdom? Yes. If you'll ask for wisdom, James says he'll give it to you. Good stuff. So endow with the spirit of wisdom those to whom in thy name and trust the authority of government. Wow. You mean we're trusting the authority of our government into God's hands? Yes. That there may be justice and peace at home. And that through obedience to your what? The law is what? The Bible, the Word of God, the Ten Commandments, but it's more than that. We may show forth your what? Praise among the nations of the earth. Is all this good stuff? I haven't found an error yet. In times of prosperity, fill our hearts with what? Thankfulness. And in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in you to what? Good stuff. Oh, how you end your prayer. Say it with me. All of which we ask through who? Our who? If they ever ask you to pray like they do me at the commission meeting, and they tell you we don't want you to pray in Jesus' name like they told me before, tell them no. If Thomas Jefferson prayed in Jesus' name and he drafted the Declaration of Independence, then Gary Clark can pray in Jesus' name as well. Amen. That's who we are as a people, guys. Thank the Lord. I mean, come on. You're not a good Christian, Gary. You're trying to shove your way. If I'm ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of me. That's what the Bible says. We don't have to do that. No, we can do this. We can stand. We can do the right thing. Thomas Jefferson, did he trust in God? Let's keep looking. As President Jefferson signed bills which appropriated financial support for what? For who? Chaplains in Congress. They need them. But they need somebody telling them the truth, though. I'm a chaplain, but I'm not telling the truth. I'd love to have some fire and brimstone chaplain. Amen, say. As he's passing them in the hallway, you're going to hell. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You need to be saved. You know. Come on, you need to get mild. We're going to pray. Quit running around on your wife. Yes or no, amen, say. Come on. I'm sorry. Go back to this. He signed bills appropriate financial support for chaplains in Congress and in the what? Yes, in the armed services. Who did that? Who put the chaplains in the service? It was Jefferson. But he doesn't believe in God. You're a nut. That's part of the Articles of War signed April 10th. He writes, earnestly recommended to all what? Officers and soldiers, you're to do what? Diligently attend what? Church! No wonder we're a great nation. Was he flawed? Sure he was. Was Adams flawed? Yes. Was Washington flawed? Yes. Take a while. Are you flawed? Is President Trump flawed? Today is his birthday. You know, I know y'all been waiting for me to say that. Amen. Yeah. It's funny. We want to get somebody that's perfect. He ain't perfect. They weren't perfect. Okay, you might say, yeah, but they were a lot better than him. Maybe, I don't know. All I know is God raises and takes down leadership according to his word. And we need to be under that authority. And sometimes it's very difficult. Yes or no, amen. But we need to be men and women of God. Good stuff. What do you say about the freedom of religion? This is a big topic with Jefferson. If you hear the side that says that we're not a Christian nation, which is ridiculous. Taken from the 18-19 minutes of the Virginia Board of Visitors, he states, the constitutional freedom of religion is the most, say it with me, inalienable and sacred of all what? Not only did he believe in the freedom of religion, he thought it was the most inalienable and sacred to our country. In reply to John Thomas, he wrote, among the most inestimable of our blessings also is that of liberty to worship our what? Creator in the way we think what? Most agreeable to whose will? To his will. Okay? A liberty deemed in other countries incompatible with good government. And yet here it's been proved by our experience, religion, that's faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible, the Word of God. It's been our country's best what? You don't believe the Bible, do you? You're a nut. You're a Bible freak. That's what makes this country great. That's what this country was founded upon. That's what our families have been founded upon. Y'all hear me or not? You think, where'd marriage come from? Came from the Bible. Where did children obey your parents come from? In the Lord, where'd that come from? The what? The Bible. Train up a child the way he should go. Where'd that come from? The Bible. Husbands, love your wife. Where'd that come from? Wives, see that you reverence, respect your husband, love your husband. Where'd that come from? Marriage, submit to one another as unto the will of God, the law of Christ. That came from the Word. All this come from the Word. All of it. Our country. The Baltimore Baptist in 1808, he wrote, in our early struggles for liberty, say it with me, religious freedom could not fail, say it with me, to become a what? What's that mean? We're not doing this without making religious freedom a big part of what we're doing here with this declaration. Amen? This is who we are. I know I'm late, Raj. I'm going to be late. Keep going, buddy. To Rush, he wrote. He wrote him a lot. Religion is a subject on which I have ever been most scrupulously reserved. What? I considered it as a matter between every man and his maker, in which no other and far less the public had a right to intermeddle. That's true. I believe that. I can't save you. You have to put your faith in Christ. A priest can't save you. I can't absolve you of your sins. You must put your faith in Christ. Good teaching. He wrote also in 1816, I've ever thought religion a concern purely between our God and our what? Our conscience, for which we were accountable to him, sit with me, and not the what? He didn't like it. He saw things he didn't like in corruption and mess and control and power. He didn't like it. Didn't mean he didn't love the Lord. Didn't mean he didn't believe the Bible. Didn't mean he didn't go to church. He saw some things he didn't like. So do I. He wrote in 1799, I am for freedom of religion and against all maneuvers to bring about a legal ascendancy of one what? Over what? Yeah, he didn't want to have one denomination that would rule over another denomination. But they were believers in Jesus Christ. I want to hammer that home to you. He wrote again to Rush. The clergy believe that any portion of power confided to me as president will be exerted in opposition to their schemes. And they believe what? Yeah. He wasn't going to let one sect run roughshod, or he wasn't going to make laws that made the Episcopalians or the Baptists to rule over all the other denominations. Is that clear? And he said, you got to come through me if you think you're doing that. I like this guy. Perhaps sworn upon the altar of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the what? The mind of man. But this is all they have to fear from me. And enough, too, is in their opinion. That's really, he said, all you got to fear out of me, guys, if you try to take your denomination and shove it down other people's throat. That's going to be a problem with me. I like that. Believing that religion is a matter which lies solely between man and God, that he owes account to none other for his faith or his worship, that the legitimate powers of government reach actions only and not opinions. Okay? A lot of stuff. I got to go. But the Danbury Baptist, he gets a lot of flack for this. This is what people give him a lot of flack for. I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of the whole American people. This was a letter which declared that their legislature should make no law respecting the establishment of religion or establishing a denomination. Y'all hear me? I think I'm losing you. I'm almost done. Or prohibiting the free what? Exercise, thus building a what? A wall between what? Of separation between church and state. What does that mean? It means what I've been telling you. He did not want Congress to pick a certain denomination and have that to be the law of the land. No. He wanted freedom. But at this time, it wasn't freedom in my strong opinion and from writings I've seen that it was going to be a lot of other ideas of God. It was a Christian nation. There were different denominations, different people, different groups had formed like they do today. We formed this church in 2002. I chose it to be a non-denominational church. It's on our legal documentation. Our motto, what we got behind was, we love who? Jesus. Say it out loud. We love who? And we love who? People, we're a non-denominational church. And some people don't want to come here because I'm not a denomination. That's okay with me. I'm conservative. I believe the Bible. Hadn't changed a whole lot, to be honest with you. I just don't give a hoot how long your hair is or if you wear a dress to church or shorts to church. You're fine with me. Just come covered up, okay? Say. You understand? You hear me? Yeah, I don't want to be a legalist. I'll stay with the book. And that's who we are. But see, he didn't want a Congress disallowing Gary to be able to do that. Yes or no, amen? And we're living proof of what he stood for back in the day. Okay? And so, you're not a Baptist, you're not a Methodist, so we're not coming. Well, good, there's other places you can go. Because that's called America. Amen? Yeah, thank the Lord. Come on, we're almost done. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second's like unto it. Love your who? Neighbor as yourself. Amen. Got to do another quick one, though. What did he think about the what? The teachings of Christ. And I've got a lot more in the message, but I'd like to cover this just a little bit. He wrote to Moses Robinson, just push me, buddy. The Christian religion, when divested of the rags in which the who? The clergy have enveloped it. He saw a lot of corruption. He didn't like it. The Christian religion, when you divested of some of this craziness and brought to the original purity and simplicity of its benevolent institutor, that would be Jesus, is a religion of all others most friendly to what? Liberty, science, and the freest expansion of the human mind. One of the brightest, smartest men who ever lived. He wrote to Benjamin Rush, also a signer of the Declaration. My views are the result of a life of inquiry and reflection, and very different from the anti-Christian system imputed to me by those who know nothing of my opinions. To the corruptions of Christianity, I am indeed what? How many hear me every once in a while pitch a fit about different things churches do? You ever heard me say some stuff? I'm going to keep doing it. If Jefferson did it, I can do it. But not to the genuine precepts of who? Jesus. I am a Christian. What? I thought you weren't a Christian. No, they've been lying about me. I'm a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be. Say it with me. Sincerely attached to his doctrines in preference to what? All other preachers and whatever they might make up. Good teaching. 1804, he wrote, June 17th. I consider the doctrines of Jesus as delivered by himself to contain the outlines of the sublimest system of morality that has ever been taught. But I hold in the most profound detestation and execration. That's some ugly words. The corruptions of which it's been invented. He did not appreciate the scriptures being perverted. He wrote to Sparks in 1820. I hold the precepts of Jesus as delivered by himself to be the most pure, benevolent, and sublime which has ever been preached by man. Charles Thompson. A letter to Charles Thompson, Jefferson wrote regarding his personal book. Jefferson wrote a book. Here's the title. Say it with me. Say it, the title with me. Say it, the title of the book Jefferson wrote. Say it with me. The what? Life and what? How many congressmen do you think or presidents do you know that's written a book about Jesus? And he took all of his book is basically the words of Jesus. Of all the systems of morality, ancient and modern, which come under my investigation, none appear to be so pure as those of who? Was Jefferson a follower of Jesus? Yes or no? Yes, very devoutly. Doesn't mean he didn't have problems. The doctrines which flowed from the lips of Jesus himself are within the comprehension of a who. Jesus said, suffer little who to come unto me. Children, don't forbid him the kingdom. Thousands of volumes have not yet explained the Platonisms engrafted upon him. The word of God cannot be exhausted, he was saying. Beautiful. Am I boring y'all to tears? Had the doctrines, I love this line, say it out loud with me. Had the doctrines of Jesus been preached always as pure as they came from his lips, say it with me, the whole civilized world would have been Christians. Yeah, we're the ones screwing it up. I've always said, I'll always say that the studious perusal of the sacred volume will make better citizens, better fathers, and better what? The Bible. He wrote in his own handwriting a book for his personal study entitled, here it is, The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. In 1904, the 57th Congress, so 100 years, you know, a little bit less than 100 years after his death, the 57th Congress, in an effort to do what? Say it with me. To restrain what? You mean these people been crazy for a long time? Oh, yeah. You know, they did something. And I'll quit with this. On his book he wrote about Jesus and the life of Jesus and the words of Jesus, they made a decree that there should be printed and bound by photolithographic process an introduction of not to exceed 25 pages to be prepared by Silas Alder, librarian of the Smithsonian Institute for the use of who? Congress. And they wanted 9,000 copies of his book, the same that appears in the National Museum, and 3,000 copies for the Senate, 9,000, 3 for the Senate, and 6,000 for the House. Why? To restrain their crazy, corrupt behavior. Sound like a man who believed in Jesus or not? Sure he did. 2 years before Jefferson's death, he wrote to James Madison about the writing of the Declaration of Independence. I know that I turned to neither book nor pamphlet when writing the Declaration of Independence. I did not consider it as a part of my charge to invent new ideas altogether and to offer no sentiments which had never been expressed before. I pray before God that these principles may be eternal and close the prayer with my wishes for yourself of long life, health, and happiness. He relied upon God to help him. He died on July 4th, 1826, exactly 50 years from the signage of the Declaration of Independence. Who does that? He didn't take cyanide or nothing either. Thomas Jefferson's last words. I resign myself to my who. That's his last word. You'll believe in God. It's funny, he said when he last breath, I resign myself to the Lord. And his child to his what? Take care of my kids. Okay? Let's thank the Lord for Thomas Jefferson. I like it. I like it. I like it. Praise the Lord. I know it's long.